And your father's father would be your...
grandfather.
And his wife would be your...
grandmother.
What do people call their grandfather or grandmother?
What do they call them?
Uh-huh.
Grandpa, grandma.
Mm-hmm. And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Carriage.
Okay. Maybe. And you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and...
push it.
Okay. And if you had two children, you might have a boy and a...
girl.
And if the boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
yeah, that's your child.
Huh?
That's your child.
Uh-huh. Because the child...
is a perfect image.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say he favors him or takes after him or...
yeah. General thing, the girl will take after the mother.
Uh-huh.
And the boy will take after the father.
What do you mean take after? Does that mean how they look?
Their ways and actions.
Mm-hmm.
And such like.
What about how they look?
And their looks too.
Mm-hmm.
If people come in here, I don't know who they are or nothing about it, but a child will come in with them. And I can just pick up right quick if it's their child.
Mm-hmm.
By their looks, it ain't that way all the time.
Because
mm-hmm. it might look like the mother, they might look like the father, and one or the other would be with them. And,
mm-hmm.
But it don't happen that way, but I figure out nearly all the time which is which.
Mm-hmm. If a child was misbehaving, you tell them, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
get a whip on them or a straw.
Uh-huh. You say, I'm going to give you a...
good whipping.
Uh-huh. Anything else you'd say besides whipping?
Spanking.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
Well, one's your hand and the other's a whip.
Uh-huh.
Spanking's your hand and whipping's a whip.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people say larrupin or tanning or...
yeah, and I've heard them say, I'm going to tan your hide if you don't stop that.
Uh-huh. And if a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say that she's...
pregnant.
Do people used to say that?
Yeah.
They used to use the word pregnant?
Yeah.
What other ways of saying that are there?
Well, she was a child.
Mm-hmm. Any joking ways or?
Well, a lot of times you devil them about it, such like.
The what?
You tease them about it, such something like that. Now, I got three children, two girls and one boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the oldest girl and boy come, and they're about 15 months from one another.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 13 years before the last girl come.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just much difference in those children. They fail with the smokes all right now.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them. But there's just as much difference in the baby
mm-hmm.
as night and day with the other two children. She's altogether a different example.
Mm-hmm.
So she is. In other words, she don't never foot my house.
She doesn't?
No, hadn't had to foot my house. Now, I've been in the hospital in the last year, we'll say, and pretty around a year.
Mm-hmm.
And she has never been here to see me. Me laying up at the hospital sometimes 3 weeks at a time. Never footed the hospital, the house, or nothing else.
Hmm.
And she got mad. I give her what she asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Just give her an acre of land.
Mm-hmm.
And